Good morning. This is Lisa Stone with Parenting Aces, and I am in Media Dining, and I'm with Taylor Dent this morning having his cup of coffee. And Taylor, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much. Happy to do it.
I want to ask you, coming up through the juniors and transitioning, what you learned in the juniors, how your parents were involved with you there, and how that transition happened.
Well, I guess I'm a unique story. My father was a professional player. My mother was a professional player. So they both understood how tough it was to be a good tennis player, let alone a great tennis player. Not that I was a great tennis player, but, you know, to try and achieve that. So they were patient with me as far as results were concerned. What was really important to them was my effort, that I try every single point and that I work on the right things, that I focus on the right things, and I do the amount of work necessary to become a great player. And other than that, you know, like I said, I'm a little bit of a rare case because both my parents did succeed on the professional tennis tour, so I think they understood not to be too critical of good or bad results, just they were critical of good effort, bad effort, and work ethic.
Did you always know you wanted to be a professional player?
Yeah, I'm stubborn and I'm tunnel vision, so, and I grew up around it. To me, being a professional tennis player wasn't a pie in the sky dream. It was my reality every day when I was growing up. So, you know, when I was 12 years old, I had Michael Chang, 10 years old, Michael Chang practicing the court in our backyard with my father. So I grew up around it. And so from the time I started, I definitely wanted to be a pro.
And I want to ask you, did you ever use the backboard or the wall as a practice partner?
All the time. All the time. I don't know many players that didn't, that end up being good. I mean, the wall serves so many things, it's ridiculous. I mean, I think to teach volleys, there's no better place than the wall.
If you had one piece of advice to give to tennis parents of up-and-coming juniors, what would that be?
I would say, for my money, results aren't as important as what we've just talked about. You know, are they doing enough work? Are they doing the right work? And are they competing? Are they fighting? And if they're not competing, if they're not fighting, then that's something to take a look at. Why? Do they like it? Do they want to play it? Because, you know, like the old saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink.
Thank you so much for being with us. Enjoy your time this week.
All right. Thank you very much.